Robert, appreciate you doing this. Hopefully we have a better connection now. Victor Wembanyama, what are the expectations for you this year? Because there's all this talk about him. We're all trying to figure out how great he could be in year one.
For me, I just think we need to sit back and just watch. Sometimes we put too much on players to do this and do that. And then if they don't live up to our expectations, we label them with a certain label. I just think we need to sit back and enjoy it because we're still in a phenom. And after watching him play in a couple of these preseason games, he's doing things that you haven't seen LeBron, Kobe, MJ, Magic, all these guys doing their very first games out. So let's just sit back and wait to see what he can do and just enjoy it because he is a phenom.
But one team we don't have to sit back and wait to see what happens is the Lakers. Is it just as simple as they got to be healthy and they have a chance to win a championship, or are there limitations at this stage for LeBron and Anthony Davis with that duo together out in L.A.?
You think about it, their odds to win it all is 9-1. I take those odds, especially if Aiden can stay healthy. We know LeBron is going to come through, but I think with the additions they had in Prince and, you know, the way AR has got the experience from playing in FIBA, I think they're ready for the grind. It's just going to be if they can stay healthy. And that's always the question when it comes to AD. And we know LeBron, 21 years in, can he stay healthy? Can he keep that same energy? So I think the Lakers have a golden opportunity to knock off Denver, and we're going to see what they can do tonight.
Talking to Robert Horry right now, that Denver team, I asked this to Magic Johnson a few weeks ago. He didn't have an answer, and that's Magic Johnson who guarded everybody. But I asked him how he would try to slow down Nikola Jokic. I think that's the greatest question right now in the sport because even if you limit his scoring, he just dominates on the glass and then dishing out assists.
Yeah, I think if you have someone that's athletic and who can go at him and make him play a little defense, that's what your best bet. Because if you go back to the last game he played, if Bam was going at him, Bam had 18 points in that first half. He was killing Jokic, and they were winning. All of a sudden, the second half rolls around. He decides not to be aggressive. He only scores 2 points, and they come back, they get the lead, and win the game. So you have to make Jokic play on the offensive, on the defensive end. We know offensively what he can do. And if he decides to bring the ball up, attack him, make him move. Make him move because we all know he's in great shape, but he's not the guy who's just going to play 48 minutes and be that impact for those total 48 minutes like a LeBron, like an AD, and like a Jamal Murray who's on that team.
Robert Horry here with us. You look at Golden State, they acquired CP3. The Suns acquired Bradley Beal as well, even though he won't play tonight. How do you think those two players will fit in on their two teams that are already loaded with talent?
I think with CP3, he's just a baller. I think he can fit in wherever he goes. The question is, how will Steve Kerr play them? Will he go small? Will he go big? You know, if I'm Steve Kerr, I'm bringing Wiggins off the bench and tell him he's going to be sixth man of the year, and you start Clooney and Draymond so you can get a little size. You know, as far as Phoenix, I think the biggest key is to see how they're going to fit in. Is Booker willing to share the ball with not one but two players? Because, you know, with KD, it's a difference, but now you're adding Bradley Beal, who's been a superstar for the last 5 years and been just him. Can he adjust and play with two other guys that he got to share the ball with? But at the end of the day, they got to play defense, and those two, that team right there is not known for playing defense since the D'Antoni ages.
Robert Horry here with us. So Giannis got a new teammate this offseason, Damian Lillard. A lot of people thought he was going to wind up in Miami. So now Giannis signs the extension the other day with Milwaukee. How about what the Bucks have built? Because to win one championship in Milwaukee is special, but then to get Giannis to stay and add Damian Lillard, man, I can't wait to see what the Bucks do this year because they're my favorite in the East.
The East is going to be tough. You know, my favorite is the Celtics, but I think with Dame and Giannis together, that gives you a strong punch. And if Lopez is able to knock down some threes and Bobby coming out that bench can be aggressive. But I think at the end of the day, still, you need to be able to play some defense, which they got a great defensive team, but they lost a lot of that with Drew. And Drew is over there with the Celtics, and he can, you know, this is the thing about when you play a guy who's been in your system to help you win a championship, now he's on the other team. He knows all of your plays. He knows what your weaknesses are. So it's going to be a little bit different with that. That's why I'm picking Boston, because I think Drew is going to be able to pick apart that Bucks beast offense and let everybody know what their weaknesses are.
If you were in that Miami locker room, because we were all convinced, and I think Jimmy Butler was convinced that Damian Lillard was going to wind up there. Now he's not with him going to Milwaukee. What would your message be as a veteran in that Heat locker room where, hey, they've been to two NBA finals, but they needed that extra guy to get them over the hump, in my opinion, to go win a championship.
Oh, they definitely need some scoring power over that. I'm just saying, you know, stay afloat, play hard, and you never know. You know, we keep talking about this situation in Philly with James Harden. You know, James Harden, you know, that's what Miami needs. They need some scoring punch. They need someone that can get hot. You know, of course, we got Hero who can do that. We got, of course, Jimmy Buckets, but you still need someone else like that. It's just a known bucket getter. And I think if you look around, do something, get James. But they're going to need some firepower because I think defensively they'll be okay, but firepower is what they need most of.
But here's the thing, though. Is James a fit into Heat culture? Because it seems like James creates his own schedule. And let's be real, Robert Horry, those strip clubs seen in Miami could be a problem there for James Harden.
But, you know, here's the thing. Every guy, there's someone in this league that everybody respects, and that's Pat Riley. I think if Pat Riley has a sit-down with James and gets him on the page and says, hey, this is what we're going to do and this is what we're able to do, who knows, man? Because there's always some body out there. I remember when Pat, when Phil came, he made Shaq get in shape. Shaq got in shape. He wins MVP. You never know. It might be that voice that can make you turn that corner and make you become a different player.
Last thing I'll ask you, Joel Embiid in Philadelphia. I know he's had his own playoff shortcomings. The guy has won a league MVP, though. He's been a dominant player in the sport. With all that being said, though, they haven't been able to find him the Robin, if he is Batman. There's a report that, like, the Knicks are interested in maybe trading for him. Leon Rose, the president of the Knicks, was once Joel Embiid's agent. If you're Embiid, do you kind of sit back and go, man, I got to get out of Philly eventually, or just stay there?
Well, you just have to do what a guy up the street did, Antetokounmpo, to say, hey, I need this, and make them go out and get you something. Because, let's wait for them, wait for the season, because we know how good Tyrese Maxey can be. He's really good. You know, they got Kelly Oubre now. But my whole thing is, to me, this whole team is going to depend on how Tobias Harris plays for them. You know, Tobias at one point said he was an all-star. The dude's making $40 million a year, and that's superstar status money. He needs to step up to the plate, become that guy they need, you know, and just be a leader and not talk about it, but be about it. Because me, when you watch him play, he has so much talent, but he has to put it on the court and has to put it on display.
He's Robert Horry. He's here courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA title, conference, division, and awards odds, plus updated win totals and player stats. Robert, appreciate you doing this. Sorry for some of the connection issues. We appreciate the time.
Man, my pleasure.
There you go. Robert Horry joining us right here on CBS Sports Radio.